call to order the executive subcommittee. Notification Open Meetings Act is on the back wall. The meeting room prior to turning the agenda for tonight's meeting. I would like to announce the procedure that will be used for this meeting with respect to each agenda item. Directors will first hear staff proposals, recommendations, and the public will be given the opportunity to speak to the item. And lastly, directors will discuss the item and take action. We ask that the public not interrupt the directors' discussion and action. Item three, quorum call.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here. Here, I have an excused absence for Rich Teaser. Off the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Andrew.
Yes. I have your approved application for the notice of this meeting for the record. Item six, review and recommendation of filling the sub-district 7 vacancy. We've got six candidates. They've been posted on the website. I hope by now you all have had a chance to review. And my intent is to interview for the vacancy at the Thursday meeting. So with that, I'll entertain any suggestions or motions?
Well, before we make a motion, is this for discussion? We got to make a motion for discussion. So I wanted to ask about how many to interview. So that,
three.
Do we have to make that into a motion?
No.
Okay.
You just have to identify who they are.
It's just best to identify who the three are.
We doing that tonight, sir?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I'll certainly make the motion. I will make a motion. We interview Danny Bagley, David Corbin, and John Nelson.
Second.
Motion seconded. Any discussion from the public? Directors?
How did we arrive at those three?
Analysis of the agenda. resume. If you look through the resumes, I hope you had a chance to read them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Each one of them have qualities that can be adapted to our mission. I think these three have the most qualities. And if you want me, in my opinion, to go down the list, I can.
So you came up with three of them in a hurry, and I was wondering what your foundation for doing so was.
It's just looking at it from a historical perspective, how we filled these vacancies before as well. And so I think interviewing six would be cumbersome. Normally you have a limited number of any applicants for a job. And so I think these three would be worthy of the interview.
Mr. Chairman, who was the second one?
Huh?
Who was the second one? It was Danny Bagley, and who was?
David Corbin.
Okay. Thank you. Nelson. Thank you.
Any comment? No call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Hi.
Jim, one. Are you going to contact the candidates to tell them they're to be interviewed on Thursday, or would you like to do that? Or
I'd prefer you call them. It would be the first item on the agenda at 7 o'clock,
okay.
And I would expect maybe a 5-minute interview,
okay,
for each candidate. Then a motion will be made to select one. Subsequently, assuming there's no other complications, issues, or what have you, that person would be sworn in off.
And that tomorrow.
If you do that, that'd be fine.
What's going to be the process there? Is it going to be them just giving a 5-minute presentation where we'll be able to ask them questions? Those types of things?
Well, in the interview, usually we ask questions.
Okay. And just the board?
Yeah.
No, nobody from the public.
No.
Just ask.
They don't decide.
That is true.
All right. Yeah, here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Move to the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee meeting, February 12, 2019. Notification of tonight's meeting, open meeting, is posted in the back. Quorum call.
Bradley?
Here.
Howard?
Here.
Jeff?
Here.
Zubinski?
Here.
Chairperson Howard?
Here. Proof of publication of tonight's meeting, which will become part of the record. Item number four, sorry. Need a motion to adopt.
So move.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Bradley?
Yes.
Aye. We've done proof of publication now. Item number six. Review and recommendation on amendment number two to professional service agreement with HDR Engineering for the Little Capitol Creek Channel Stabilization Project. Lloyd Cleveland and Pat Engelbert, HDR Engineer.
Good evening. With me tonight is Pat Engelbert with the HDR Engineering. He's been the project manager in this project since the start, so he can maybe answer questions sometimes better than I can in the project. I first want to kind of give you an idea of where this project's at, what we're talking about, because I know some of the directors are new, so it's always good to kind of get everybody up to the same speed here. Back in 2016, we identified 10 locations in the Little Papio Water Basin, from Maple Street down to basically Q Street. There's actually one south here. And so in 2017, nine of 10 project sites were actually improved, and they were kind of somewhat similar in nature. That's why we did nine at once. One of them, Mercy 10R, which is an exarch area, was unique. It was a totally different kind of project, so we actually had a separate 404 permit for it. Everything was kind of separate design, because it was a definitely unique project. So I thought I'd show you a few slides of that quick, and then we'll talk about the amendment number two. This is the reason why we're here tonight, is because Mercy 10R is really the reason why we're talking about the amendment number two. Next photograph. Before the project was built, it looked like this. Rotated. Bill, I appreciate it. This is College St. Mary, which is in the background, and then Exarban's in the behind me here, Blue Cross Blue Shield. There's a slough that had formed, and there was actually a boil in the bottom of the creek, which had basically was piping material into the creek under artesian forces. There's about 16 foot of head working on this, stabilizing this slough area. So we knew we had to do something different than just standard riprap, which was our typical approach on stabilizing this. So
go to the next slide, Bill.
We use a concept of mini relief wells. And so this location has, they're actually drilling these wells in at this time, but they're putting in nine of these relief wells. This is kind of an intermediate stage. And so they put in sheet pile first, form of a boundary of the along the creek, and then drill these nine relief wells in, which are basically like sand points. They're about 30 feet deep, but they're perforated plastic pipe, 3-inch in diameter.
Next photograph, Bill.
Then this is a little later. We actually had the concrete in place and the relief wells down here coming through the wall. And again, this is College St. Mary in the background. This is the access ramp. Riprap is in place, will be placed here eventually in this slope to protect above this concrete slab. Next photograph, Bill. Then today, actually 31st of January, you can see the water coming out of these wells. They're all under gravity, under artesian forces. They're really not, they're not being pumped. And so they'll continue flowing to relieve the pressure on this slope and, in effect, control the, provide a relief for this pressure which was causing the slope to fail. This is really the key part of the project, and then the other parts were somewhat, I wouldn't say cosmetic, but not quite as important. Riprap is important too, but not quite as important as these wells. So these wells will be in here for, you know, eternity, hopefully. So this will be done probably about a month well, end of the month, maybe essentially done. Maybe some work in the spring, like seeding and so forth, because it's obviously pretty hard to seed this time of year. Go back to the memo, Bill. But the reason why we're here tonight is because of this site in particular. What happened was last summer we received a bid of about $900,000, which was about three times what we thought the project should cost, according to engineer's estimate. So we rebid it. The problem with doing that is when we rebid it, we had to change the design some to make the project a little more palatable to bidders, and we added more time. And so as a result, HDR had to prepare a second set of contract documents, had to also, they added some additional days for observation as well. So there's some additional work that required to be done, and that's amounted to $27,878 additional scope work. And so that results in the project engineering costs going up to this number here, $458,413. Might have Pat to add anything he can add about the amendment or see what we're actually doing here, but that's kind of the global bill, what we're actually trying to do.
Yeah, so the initial bid that we had received, as Martin alluded to, was around $900,000. It was quite a bit more. And we anticipated we'd reach out to the contractors and heard their concerns about the design and the turnaround time, essentially. A pretty short window given the unstable nature of the channel that existed. So we went back and extended the construction time that they had. We kind of changed the sequence of construction that allowed them to establish a sheet pile wall first to provide them a good footing from which to drill these wells. In addition, we modified the materials of the relief wells themselves, which made it a little more as Martin said, palatable. So in doing so, we were able to get a bid that was around $290,000. We had actually two bidders this time as opposed to just one. So we thought it was definitely worth the effort to go back and reevaluate our design, the timing, and to rebid. So
it's one of those times where you spend a little money, you actually save a lot of money. It doesn't always happen that way, but in this case, extra engineering effort and re-looking at it to actually save the district a lot of money. So it was worth the effort, but unfortunately it meant additional work by HDR. So that's why we're here tonight, and I'll be happy to answer the questions along with Pat. May have.
Thank you very much. Before we start any questions, we have a motion to sign.
A motion for staff recommendation.
A motion. Do we second?
Second.
Okay. Anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Okay. Directors.
Are we getting other interlocal agreements to help with the costs on this, or are we footing the bill completely?
This is a district project, so there's no interlocal, there's no assistance from any other entity. It is a federal project we maintain. The Corps actually built the project. And so, as a contrast, up above near the furniture mart, actually they are repairing that for about $2 million project. Similar kind of problem, just more a bigger scope.
And who's doing that?
The Corps of Engineers is doing that work.
So why are we doing this and they're doing that? I don't.
This one, that one up there is actually a flood. There's no flood.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was wondering, when you said it will save the district a little bit of money, approximately about how much?
Okay. Thank you. It actually has
time to re-bid it. We were still way down the contract to find the money.
The only thing I'm looking at here is that's a large drop from 600 and whatever it was to 289,000, kind of like going from a Cadillac to a Chevy. Did we give anything up to do that?
Hey, I like
for quality.
For no, time? So a couple things there to be stated. The time frame that we had between the pre-bid meeting and the actual bid received, so we extended the time in which the contractors could solicit the subcontractors, all drillers. Everything is, we also extended the time frame. And the third thing was in the redesign, instead of a stainless steel green shaft that had to be driven in, we allowed them to use more commission. Almost no longer. So those three things really allowed other folks to bid on. Actually, the original bidder made their bid in time. Two local firms. I think there was also another bid later on that day in the district. First time around, a little more straightforward.
The first time we did it, we had specialized contact. Yeah. When we went, I guess, generic time to look at localized.
Any other questions from directors? Not seeing other roll call.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Dollar?
Yes.
Chairperson?
Thank you. Item number 7, review and recommend. Thank you very much. Review and recommendation on Missouri River R613-R616 Levee Improvement Project. All order.
Right, good evening. I'm Lindy Roger here as well, project manager, fire engineering. So we're going to start off with the good news. We go through on January 30th, we did receive construction bids for the Missouri River levee modifications with an engineer's estimate of $29.7 million. We're able to get a low bid for Graham construction. $22,811,000. Maybe, so if you go down to second slide, everybody's pretty familiar with the project. A little bit of details about the structure. Yeah. We did receive 3 bids. See them there. Green. So we did kind of break those down between we kind of 4 base bidder section projects, but basically they were all bid as one big project. Right. He has reviewed their qualifications and the background material. Are we better than? We're recommending that we approve grant construction as the lowest.
Thank you. Anyone from the public have any questions regarding this side? Directors? Dr. Bradley?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was just wondering, Paul, on bid number 2, Graham and Hawkins have the exact same amount. Did they bid that exact same to the penny?
Not the same. Not the same.
It's showing that.
It is the same.
I don't think it is. It's probably
our best. That's a typo.
It's pretty.
There's a supposed to be 14 million for that.
Hawkins.
That's probably the same. That's probably the
same. Okay. New treasury.
It's a pretty sharp.
Good job, Larry. You just trying to find us more savings?
Yeah. Rams is wrong.
So Rams is closer to 14?
Yeah.
Which one? Just ballpark it. Closer to 11?
Yeah, closer.
What are you referring to when 11?
These
bids
are the exact same.
I see. Although the total came.
Yeah, the totals are correct.
Yeah, the totals are
correct. The totals are correct.
That's all we're worried about, the bottom line.
Okay. Any other questions from directors?
I think we intended.
Can we get a motion on
this? I think Ted, did you have a question?
Is Graham Construction, are they local? Where are they from?
They're nationwide.
Nationwide? They have an office around here then, or what?
I think their headquarters is in, are they in Canada?
In Seattle.
Oh, Seattle, that's right.
Their headquarters is, they do have an office here, but they've done work in that area. They did the plant levy. Mm-hmm. And I spoke with Al Shoemaker out there, and then they've done several
books. Okay, they're well qualified to do this?
Yes. And their earthwork contract was,
mm-hmm. Yeah. They assume this can be completed within 2 years then?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll motion for staff recommendation.
A motion. And
second.
Second. Any further questions? Roll call.
Yes.
Brad?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that completes
B.
What is it just for grids, Mike?
11,701,672,37.
Thank you.
I think the next item is 7B.
I got it.
And just a comment, Lindy can actually now go back home after we receive these bids. I understand she spent a considerable amount of time on this from the beginning, so your family will be happy that you can show back up again. Or not.
All right. So after approving the construction bid, we do need to move forward into having special services with fire engineering to cover the construction portion. Reviewing construction, reviewing as that might be. We'll also be doing earthwork specifications for doing density and make sure that. Quite a bit of time and effort in the construction the way we plan that all along. I guess there's been quite a history to get us where we're at. Actually, FIRA, my firm, started back in 2012. The contract keep working on design and permitting. We amended that back in 2015. Keep pushing forward on getting the final design completed. Permitting to the Section 408 process. Basically, to kind of go down to there, Mike did provide some correspondence. As time went on, then in 2017, we started to get delayed further and further, and that's taking more time and effort to get the 408.
In December.
And then. So, providing that, ultimately, to get us through the 408 approval process and to get our 404 permit and to get us almost where we are today. We basically used all of the remaining. We think the biggest thing to look at doing that was, we kept working hard with Ford to meet their comments and positions, but we didn't just outright agree. So, in doing so, that did create more work effort, but on the long end of it, we think we saved a bunch of construction costs. In addition to that, we think we saved a bunch of construction costs that was on what we saw additional firm construction, lots of other banks. Mike does have quite a bit of detail on that, but was the additional factors caused us to have to do all that additional work. That's kind of where we sit today. So then you go down a little bit, Phil. Table here, yeah, you can see this has been what's kind of what we think needed to get us that's working towards completing some of the design that's mostly been done and brought forward into the bid. There are a couple things that still working on with contractors throughout as project management during this whole design permitting piece. And then we already talked about a little bit about the site services. Construction site services would be on site, oversight of construction, and then always can, and at the end, we still have to finish documenting all construction and things. We just had training on that. They help things. More background, more organization. The ultimate goal of the project is to get this completed in such a way, document it, certified.
I guess proactively a little bit, a couple things I'd like to talk about is I did discuss a little bit with this there. So this amendment is taking place over the past years, what we've done. Worked with Paul, well, originally Brian Hinkle, Paul, it's been a little bit of a moving target. I can tell you as a consultant and someone who really enjoys our relationship with you, no consultant wants to be in a position where we come and say, hey, we did the best we could to estimate this before. Pat and I graduated from the University of Pittsburgh in 92, and they never taught us this. Pat played no tackle 4 years, and I cheered for 4 years, but I can tell you that they never taught us to do this. What I can say is I'm extremely proud of our work that we've done here. Also, your staff stood up for this process. We would just blindly accept everything that they asked for. Therefore, over here, of course, seemingly self-benefiting AR firm. Funds that we want to spend, I'm proud to say we did save $1 million. And in the process, it's really largely true for any developed a great set of documents, which is why one of the reasons why you got it. And so I think even beyond the 7. So I think it's a great effort with that. I realize contractually there's a lot of things, as I discussed with Jim, you know, Jim's got his professional life track. I understand there's a lot of things we've done for the board along the way, step by step, we've done a lot of orders. All in all, the list is about 47 items. Preferred. I would say if you look up 10 of them together, they can recognize each other with 47 items. Those things take time. Other entities that need it. We're happy to provide for you. So it's been a long, challenging process. This 408 has been subject to said the largest with the side. So we're proud of the work, but with that we understand it's also a
I can add a little more on the timing, too. Now, during this process, when we were going back and forth with the Corps literally ran out of funds to review 408 permits during this time. What we were able to do is because of our squawking and FIRA's work, they made our project a priority and kept reviewing. Now, if we would have stopped that in any form, they would have moved our 408 permit to the bottom of the list. And we'd still be waiting for it. And so by having them continue to provide information and work with the Corps, we allowed them to continue to review this application while they were reviewing none other than this one. So that's a little bit of a caveat that if we would have stopped, everything would have stopped. And we wouldn't be sitting right here. We'd still be waiting for a permit. And so that's a big piece of why we kind of maybe kept that train going while we had the opportunity, because it wouldn't have turned out the way it did if we didn't. So.
Any additional questions? We can have a motion for an amendment. The amendment.
Do we vote on, or do we, can we ask questions now, or after the motion?
Just vote after. Motion?
I make a motion to go with staff recommendation.
Motion?
Second.
Second. Anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Now, Director.
I had a question, several. Is there an hourly rate that you bill for these things, or is it varied depending on who's doing it? What's the average?
The average, that we provided a spreadsheet to each of you. It should be, is that in your packet? So this is in your packet there. So right. we break down every task by hour.
So do you have an idea what the average would be?
Well, so our hourly rates range from $70 to $202.
Right.
So depending on the role, et cetera. I can tell you one thing I did prepare was that, you know, the average salary since 2015 have increased about 20%.
Mm-hmm.
The engineering for a variety of reasons. Overpay our employees, but we have to pay that when they keep employed. 3.5 years are part of it.
Because I was looking at this, and I mean, $5.5 million over this time frame, that's a staggering amount of money. It's mind-boggling.
So $5.5 million has been since about 2000.
Well, I realize that, but it's still, it's at $200 an hour, that's 27,500 hours that are billed at $200 an hour. And if it's $100 an hour, it's twice that. That's,
yeah.
To me, I can't even wrap my – I can't imagine – you could have one person working for 13 years on a project at $200 an hour and get 27,500 hours. I mean, that's – like I said, it's almost mind-boggling how it could be that expensive to do this project, just the engineering portion.
Yeah, so the engineering – so let's not forget that this is not just engineering in terms of design. So if we go back and look at the total dollar amount, we divide it by construction costs. We're in the neighborhood for a complex project. I'd like to say that this is the most complex. This is the largest project that Green Energy has ever done. It certainly has taken a lot of time. In this process, we've also been through where, with Corps of Engineers, the 408 process involved. What you got away with 7-8 years ago, the 408 process, water, fluid, et cetera, there isn't a clear path. It's a lot of submit and react, submit and react. We've had a changeover to Corps of Engineers reviewers at about 7 staff per technical discipline, geotech, structural, civil, archaeological, permitting, et cetera. In the meantime, they also had a war with Corps of Engineers between regulatory and planning. Who should do the permit? 408, 404, et cetera. I can't tell you how many times the direction of the vision changed. And each time we had to react, we had to submit. And in the end, if you took away all the work, the project that was bid and let varies so minimally from the very first project that they were given in 2000. There is so little change. Every dollar that was spent by that has been justifying comments permitting. It's not a typical engineering 10%, 15%. Since 2010, our project so minimal.
So minimally?
So minimally. One berm, a couple pipes, changing rebar to epoxy coated. It's so minimally. It's stacked.
And that's been our argument with General Jackson, Senator Fisher, and Congressional Delegation, Environment Public Works Committee of Congress. Is like this is a perfect example. The two pillars of this 408, environmental safety and protect the taxpayer. In this particular project, it did neither. It built the taxpayers of several million dollars, and it didn't. And the project did not change minimally from the initial submission. So it did neither.
So that's what you're saying, Mike. You were reacting to the Corps and all the requests for information rather than changing the project substantially.
Oh,
right.
Oh, we've been doing it for 5 7.
Right.
I just said that for more and more justification.
New staff, new questions. New reviewers, new questions. Every time. It's the same.
That's doodle. Right. And that's why we told them their process is broke.
We spent probably $350,000 developing hydraulic models of Missouri River that have never been done before. Where our guy is talking to the people who developed the software to tell them that, you know, it's coded wrong. We're arguing over one tenth of a thousand of a foot to determine is there an impact on the Iowa side of the border. Silly thing.
Yeah, clearly.
And it's all been documented, it's been discussion. We had an AAR meeting that requested that interview us and 17 people from Denver and people from Washington. How do we make
it? You know? It's just a mind-numbing number, and we're so far into this, we can't get out of it. So I don't think we have any choice, but I don't like any part of it that it could be that expensive on just the taxpayers of this district, but we have no choice. I'll probably hold my nose and vote for it, but I don't like any part of it. Let's put it that way.
I understand. That's a tough part of being up here. You know, this is also, John can talk about this more intelligently as myself, but you know, your dedication to this project also recently also got off Air Force Base, probably another 7
million. Right. We have no choice but to do it, but
yeah.
Wow.
Got any other questions for it?
No.
Yeah. That core, that's just an invisible monster that's in the room. Well, I know, but from a, we stand, and this is not the first time that this board has discussed the cost of core involvement. I commend you for being diligent in that, although the project didn't change like you originally proposed. You know, time is money when the core rejects something and you have to resubmit. I wish that would have been smoothed out and easier and we had some common sense in the core itself. I think we're making inroads, and what John didn't mention is we in this particular project is going to have future benefits. When we say, look, remember that levee project when you okayed this conduit instead of that conduit? It's okay now for future projects. So there's down the road, I'm optimistic there's some savings that's going to be, no matter what project it might be that the Corps gets involved in. I wish we could bypass them, we can't. That's the ugly truth of this monster that's floating around somewhere in the back of our necks ready to bite. Thankfully, and then the previous project with HDR, where we saved 600 some thousand, we're saving how many million here? And I mean, that's, I guess, the saving grace. Yeah, Ted, years ago when I first started, it's like, okay, staff, what's this changer for? And then Marlon's not here, but Martin is. And, well, how did you analyze this change? And they look at the hours and they look at the time and equate it to how many meetings, how many resubmissions on resubmissions on resubmissions. And I've become, confident in their analysis so I can sit here and respond to these things. But I think where you've been, where we've gone, where we're going to go with this, I'm glad we're reaching a good point to get her done.
And I'd like to add, Jim, to that, I think you should also try to staff since we presented them like, hey, look, here's what we're getting. We can either accept this, here's what it costs, or we can fight it. And I think they chose, you know, we of course respect, they chose the right things to fight, the right things to, they were, you know, we're not going to take that battle, but this big ones, and quite honestly, we won. Because it saved a represents a higher potential consulting fees. Ultimately, if it would have cost you another $7 million construction, you'd certainly rather pay more consulting fees than contract for $7 million. That was the kind of basic decision. I appreciate the comments about the belief that I hold them very important in the best of our relationship with you. And
thank you.
Any other questions from directors?
This may not have anything to do with this, but I think maybe this is a little bit of a lesson learner that maybe we need to figure out a better way to conduct business if this is what we run into with politics. Maybe there's something we can do better on our end to keep from spending so much money, crazy money.
Any other questions? Roll call.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Do I hold my nose now? Yes.
Yes.
All right. So now on 7C, the local agreement. City of Omaha.
Okay, I'm on my own. But one of the things, part of the bid process that you saw there was bid and relocation of utilities that go. Actually be underneath or a levee embankment when we move and we extend it by the city's wastewater plant. I think I have a great map. But I would have a little bit of a map. Maybe put that other direction. And it's not great, but this is the entrance road from Harlan Lewis over here into the wastewater treatment plant. Currently, because of, in large part because of the large sewer mains bringing all this sewage into the plant, and it goes on to the north side of the entrance road, they placed most of the utilities over the many years since the plant was initiated on the south side of this road, kind of between the road and the levee itself. With the extension or the raising of the levee, we do need to relocate many of those utilities. We have worked with the city on figuring out what is what, who needs to be responsible. So ultimately, they want to have these utilities relocated across the road on the other side of their sewage cluster box, put into a common utility trench out here where they can be able to maintain them over the years. So one of the things we'll do is move it out of the area that has to be reviewed every time before we want to see them. So that's one of the improvements there. We will be basically through this process for everything but the relocation of the gas line. That's something where they're having a transfer switch moved there. So they're going to pay a gas line relocate. We're going to work with OKPD over the power line relocate. We're not actually having to do anything with fiber because they just recently switched from centrally linked box brought in new line, put it where we wanted it. That one kind of helped us out. And then we'll also be doing the water line. In this case, the city actually owns the water line. We need stops out here, Lindy, closer to the gate coming. So relocating the water line will be just all new construction from this point on that the city will have to do water. Obviously, pretty critical that we do this, get these PCC utilities going throughout the process, probably coordinate that. Ultimately, I think I do have listed in here the costs, kind of looking at. This is actually based on a, based on one of the other bids, especially with the lower bid, we're probably closer to maybe $340,000 using working with Graham's construction bid, and then $100,000 remaining. Our prices are a little bit better than this based on the actual post bid. But we're in this kind of ballpark. Other than that, the agreement's pretty straightforward. We didn't do any changes to easements or land rights with the city. That was never done even when the trail was put in there. We basically just rewrote this agreement. We are able to utilize your land. You're able to utilize ours if you need it. Back and forth, however it goes.
We can have a motion on this item.
I'll move for staff recommendation.
Second.
Anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Director. Oh, are you saying the estimate of 440 may be closer to 340,000?
They thought 340,000 was the
bid.
But the lowest bid.
And the cities will still remain
without. Yeah, that's theirs is based solely on these. Some of the work will actually be done by OPPD's work directly. In this case, the 100,000 for the actual Black Hills. Their own price.
Any other question from the directors on this item? Roll call.
Howard?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Linsky?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
I think that completes the PTO.
Are you the chair of the next?
I am.
Okay.
I called to order the Finance Expenditure Legal Subcommittee. As Vice Chairman, the Notification of Open Meetings Act was previously read and on the back of the room. Quorum call, please.
Bradley?
Here.
Conley?
Aye. Here.
Cormick?
Here.
Meese?
Here. Here, right. You have Sue Saplins for its teaser. Fred will be phoning in as you open. Option agenda? There.
Don't move.
Don't move. And
second. Second, roll call.
Conley?
Aye.
McCormick?
Yes.
Please?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Yes, I have notice of publication of this meeting, proof of publication. Item 6, review and recommendation transfer funds, construction, land rights, Amanda Grant.
I move staff recommendation.
Second. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any comments from the public? Staff, directors, director, Weiss.
The money that was supposed to be allotted, was that put somewhere or something, or is it just something that we have to throw into the budget at the time? Now, if there's three payments, we should have probably have had them sitting somewhere, but they weren't.
So this is our last year. The previous 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the
what was the amount that we owed the landowner? Okay, so that is what we actually owe the landowner?
Yeah.
Okay. So anytime we do like a payoff 2-3 years or whatever, do we have to every year reopen that and reallot money for that?
We budget that amount every year. Then if it's a three-year payment, we will budget that.
We forgot to do it.
We forgot to put it in the budget.
What would happen if we didn't have that 3 points?
Well, what would have happened? We would have had to take it from another project elsewhere in the budget. But okay. Luckily, it worked out that we did.
Okay.
This is Amanda's once in a decade.
We're not taking it. Dr. Bradley.
Well, earlier we were saved $600,000 on one project, and now and there it goes, covering 460 something.
But it doesn't change the construction. It doesn't change anything. It's within the same project, and the accounts will balance out. I mean, it's going to be the same. We're just transferring one to the other. So it's good.
Okay, if we take $468,736 from the 3.2, is that a correct solid number? Well, I got 3.2. Okay, so then that moves that to 2,731,000 change. Do we need any more money to finish that project then?
I don't think so. Today, in this year, the contractor will over 700,000. So they won't get started again with April. That would be $2 million.
We're okay.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when we get to June, July, and we're not?
We'll have a new budget then.
Yeah, we'll July 1st. We can budget for more.
Okay.
Okay. We just have to make it until June 30th.
You must know my wife.
Yeah. Roll call.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes. M7, review and recommend school report appraisers. I need a motion to go into executive session to discuss a real estate transaction.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Going into executive session.
Yes.
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 Yes. For those in general public, you're going to have to be excused and wait outside until we review this.
Should we come out of executive session?
Second. Motion second. Roll call.
Director Brown. Or Director Weiss. If you pick.
Yes.
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 Yes. We have before us a recommendation. Someone want to make that recommendation? If so, please read it. Or, go ahead.
I'll move.
All right. I'll read it.
Yeah. We've been.
It's on the
okay.
Board.
There's a motion from staff recommendation to approve the report of appraisers for the Missouri River levy projects as stated on the board and down amounts accordingly. Do I have a motion?
Second.
It's been motioned by
Fred.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Been motioned and seconded. Anyone from the public? would like to address this? Staff members, any other directors? With that, roll call.
Conley?
Aye. Yes.
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 Yes. Item 8, review and recommendation land rights. Missouri River Certification Account 0103-564-430. Set Paul Woodward.
Getting sick of me and I don't play.
No.
Just a little bit.
So when we entered the budget year going into doing land rights for the River Levy, we had a budget of $1 million based on appraisal updates, a couple of appraisal updates ago. We've also in the process of finishing the design to completion and working with landowners that did. So, long story short, what we've approved so far, we have closed on 13 properties, but some of the ones remaining are still bigger properties that are. We're pushing to close everything by the end of this month, that we're all ready to go. So far, with spending the money for the Harvey County Court, just talked about earlier, we've all spent $1,040,000 of the $1 million. Projected that the remaining 8 properties close on some of the bigger ones. Eric Dawson, those would need a larger. That's currently where we're at. Yes, we have any specific questions about property. Right now, we're just looking at these where we kind of stand with completing land rights.
All right.
I'd like to move staff recommendation.
Second note. And moved and seconded. Any comments from the public? Staff, directors. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Aye.
Yes. You know what? We're going to have to adjourn. There's no more items on the agenda.